Governor Gavin Newsom's news conference is continuing, and just to update you, this way you got all the latest on what he has to say. Said if you're 65 or older or have underlying health conditions, reminder to stay home. Do not venture out unless you absolutely have to. He said that there's $2.5 billion in the state budget for counties conditioned on their meeting criteria under the emergency declaration for COVID-19. The governor saying if counties are going to ignore the state rules, if they decide to ignore the guidelines, they might have to consider consequences. The governor is saying we have to demand more accountability and that the appropriation of funds we made on a monthly basis, the governor tying this to meeting the criteria that the state has outlined. And, you know, we've had some of these terrible threats that have been made against public health officials, in some cases even threatening their lives. The governor is saying, I'd like to apologize to all those health directors being threatened. I'd like to thank the health officers in the state for doing what they're doing under extraordinary circumstances. That's Governor Gavin Newsom. It's my pleasure to welcome to Air Talk today a man whose work is familiar to all of us in Southern California. For nearly four full decades, he has told us what the day is like and what it'll be like tomorrow on NBC 4 News. And sad to report, but I'm sure he's looking forward to his retirement, NBC 4's Fritz Coleman, 39 years of weathercast. Fritz, it's great to have you with us on Air Talk, and congratulations on your extraordinary service.
Well, I appreciate it, Larry, and I appreciate the honor to talk to you. I've been a fan for many years, as I've told you, and I know you're trying to make $5,000 by the top of the hour, so my family and I would like to get you halfway there and donate $2,500. In the name of your show and the great, clear voice that you provide Southern California and have for years. So that'll be our donation.
Fritz, I'm stunned.
On the interview.
that's so kind of you. Thank you. It's just very, very meaningful. Before we get into, you know, forecasting the weather, I want to talk about what it's like for you to be a figure from whom people find comfort, day-to-day familiarity, your wit that people look forward to. It's got to be extraordinary for you when you're out and about in the world and everyone recognizes you and you hear every day stories from people how much you mean to them.
Well, I'll tell you, that's the gift of this profession. We in news do something that not all television does, and that is break the fourth wall. We actually set up this type of intimacy with people by looking right into the camera. And when you do that every day at the same time over a period of years, you're not aware of it, but you're setting up a relationship with each and every one of these families that invite you in. And so when you see them in public, and sometimes, honestly, especially if you're not used to it, it's off-putting because they assume you feel about them the way they feel about you, but it's a gift. I'm telling you, I've had some letters from people, and, you know, we named pets after you, cockatiels and monkeys after Fritz, and just because they have incorporated you into their family because you're on at the same time every day and there's a regularity to your presence in their lives. And I'll tell you, and the older I get, the more I feel this way. It's a very profound feeling. I'm very, very honored to have people react that way.
If you'd like to pay tribute to Fritz Coleman, you can do it by calling 866-893-KPCC. You can post your tribute on the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. Fritz Coleman, for 39 years, a fixture of Southern California television, NBC for weathercaster. Fritz, I also wonder about your colleagues. Our Rebecca Nieto made sure to send this to me this morning. I'm going to read it, but I'm sure she's one of many. She says, I count Fritz among my dearest friends. I was his primary live producer for years at NBC4, bringing the best of Southern California to the homes of NBC4 watchers. He is one of the most professional, kind, and generous colleagues I've ever had in my 30-plus year career. He's a humanitarian, a good soul, and of course, one of the funniest people I know. I love him dearly. That's our Rebecca Nieto. Fritz, what you must be hearing this from your colleagues for the past few weeks.
Well, people have been amazingly generous. And Rebecca, I wish I had time to give her the accolade she deserves. She was one of our live producers during 9/11 and traveled across the United States with Chuck Henry because there were no planes to bring the reports from Ground Zero. And she's had an astonishing broadcasting career, and she's my very lovely friend, and I'm very touched by this, and I'll probably weep openly as soon as you and I hang up. But
we are so lucky to have her. She's, as you say, just an extraordinary asset to KPCC. Fritz, you know, I'm sure people tease you about this, like, what weather do you report in Southern California? But of course, we have some pretty extreme weather. It's just, you know, not to the extent that other parts of the country do. And you've probably had some particularly memorable periods where you've had to cover very difficult weather.
Well, that's an interesting point, and you cover it too. We have little anomalies here that they're not familiar with in the East. We have the Santa Ana winds. We have temperature extremes. We're a desert next to an ocean, which on paper seems like it shouldn't work. And honestly, Larry, you know this, the people that say there's no weather in Southern California are people who haven't lived here for an extended period of time. We truthfully have 9 microclimates. We have upper and lower deserts. We have northern and southern mountains. We have coastal and interior valleys. And every one of those areas wants to know what the forecast is for their area. And the people that live in Montecito don't care what the weather is in Victorville. So you can't give short shrift to any one area. So it's kind of a little dance that you do. In general terms, our weather is more fair than it is in most parts of the United States. But we have little particulars, and people are particular in the way they want you to bring them the information every day.
Fritz Coleman, weathercaster for NBC Channel 4, nearly 40 years. Friday is his last telecast on NBC4. Can you anticipate how that's going to feel, Fritz?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm ready for this, Larry. Because of my age, I have 2 grandchildren, and I have 3 children, and I just want to be healthy enough to be able to be active in their lives. And this has really been in the works for a year. So what I want people to know is it has nothing to do with the pandemic. It has nothing to do with the Me Too movement. I've been planning this for a long time. And I'm ready. And quarantine, as it turned out, was like a retirement halfway house for me. It gave me an opportunity to see how I was going to feel. And as it turns out, it feels pretty darn good. So I am ready. And people ask me what my dominant emotion is during all this. I'm nothing but grateful. I look at this almost as an outside party looking at this career and looking at the friends I've accumulated. And the astonishing experiences I've had going to 2 Olympics live in Seoul, Korea, and Atlanta, and all these amazing events I've been part of, I'm nothing but grateful. I will have a half smile on my face and a full heart on Friday.
Peter in Pasadena had seen you at the Ice House in one of your local appearances doing stand-up and said you were just so funny, and he wonders if you're going to be doing more stand-up or more writing after retiring from NBC4.
Yes, I am going to do that. I'm getting almost a little too old for the clubs, but I get a lot of, although I should say, if these types of things return to normal anytime soon, I do a lot of lunch and dinner speaking engagements, and I'm writing another piece now. I've had some interest in being a co-host on a podcast that hasn't been launched yet. So I've got a whole lot of wonderful things I want to do. And I have a 4 and a 7-year-old grandchild, and their lives are just getting to the exciting part, and I have many things to look forward to. But I am going to do some stand-up for sure, definitely.
Fritz Coleman, NBC4 weathercaster, retiring Friday, 39 years on the air at NBC4. And you've had very little turnover in the team that you've been part of, which is pretty rare for television news. And what's that been like to have such little turnover of the team?
I think it's a product of the fact that we all just get along really well. We're the longest running, I think this still holds true, we're the longest running anchor team in town. It's 28 or 30 years, Chuck, Colleen, Fritz, and Fred. And we are friends outside the station. We socialize together. And I've often said that you can't manufacture chemistry. If you have a group of people that you work well with, it just seems to make the product better. And I have the gift of being able to work with a couple of people who happen to be the best in the business for breaking news. When there are events where people's lives can hang in the balance, like earthquakes or fires, I work with a team of people that is unmatched with their ability to go 5 or 6 hours on the air without a break and do a lucid, unemotional presentation of the news. We have an amazing team, and I'm just drafting on their success. It's fun.
Fritz, thank you for being with us. I appreciate it so much. And again, congratulations. And not just for the nightly work that you do at NBC4, but for the large amount of charitable work that you do as well. You're someone who's beloved in the community because you live in the community. You do so many things to support it. Your gift to Air Talk today, yet another example of your care for the community and serving it. Thank you so much, and thank you for what you've provided for all these years.
Thank you for being honestly a voice of reason, not only during the pandemic, but in the dark, confusing, tribal times that we find ourselves in. You always present the facts and dig deep with the information, and you're iconic and very necessary in broadcasting in Southern California. So it was an honor to talk with you today.
Fritz, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Fritz Coleman, retiring Friday, 39 years, weathercaster, NBC4.